Locker Room Chats continue week number four here at 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Now we're with head coach Jason Claycamp, boys head coach of the Onega Buffaloes. It's also been a couple of games since last time we spoke. Frankfort, Blue Valley, Randolph, and Centralia, the last three contests. Also, again this week on Tuesday, the loss against Centralia went into overtime, just a 4-point loss there, 57-53. But coach, tell me about these last three games for you and your team.
Well, the Frankfort one was before break, and that one we were fighting the flu bug. We had a few guys out. I think we played well, but we were missing some key guys that game. I really think the last two games, Blue Valley and Centralia, we've played well enough to win those games. Blue Valley, we didn't shoot particularly well outside of Maddox Honus, who hit 5 threes. I think the rest of our team was like 0 of 16 from three, and we got to hit shots. And then last night, we came out, we played hard, we played well. I think we were actually up maybe 11 points or something like that in the third quarter, and then Centralia kind of got hot and hit a couple threes and got back in it. But we really put together the last two games. We've played well enough to win. I think the biggest thing for us right now is the fact that we've got everybody healthy. This is the first time that we've had everybody suited up all season. So,
well, you talk about, you know, a couple of those impressive performances throughout those games, despite it being losses. Maddox Honus, who finally came into your roster a little late there, the early part of this season, but 17 points in the game against Blue Valley with 5 threes. You highlighted that, but also the 14 points against Centralia with 4 threes. I mean, talk about a player like him being able to come out here this season and you stay hot, stay consistent. You know, you mentioned it, you want some other guys out there on the floor to kind of pick up that pace with them, but how important is it to have a guy like that who's coming out there and dominating outside of the arc, but also, you know, all around on the floor all night?
Yeah, that's something that we really needed coming into this year, was for Maddox to pick up that offensive side of the game. And the last two games, he shot lights out, and he's been a big reason why we've been in these games. But we've got to get some other guys to step up and hit some shots and score with him. Last night, we got 19 out of Kaysen Huffless, and so he had a big night. And those two kind of carried us all night. But we've got to get some other guys to step up and knock down some shots.
I know a big thing you mentioned is that, you know, you're getting your team finally back and healthy, everybody out on the floor. How was that winter break for you and your team, and what were some things that really went well for you in that miniature break?
Well, I think like you said, just getting guys back healthy. You know, we finally got Keegan Vinderberg out. He's been out with a broken foot for the first half of the season, and he's a big part of our team, especially defensively. He brings a lot of energy, a lot of athletic ability, and he can really lock down defensively. And that just kind of gives us another spark, which I think the last two games has shown. And so just getting everybody out there healthy. And in practice, it makes a difference, too, because now we've got all of our guys going up against one another. So that just health is a big thing for us right now.
Upcoming here on your schedule, you got the Hanover Wildcats and, of course, the Axel Eagles, two teams that are ranked in the top contention of Class 1A Division 2. How are you going to handle these two teams upcoming here on your schedule?
Well, they're two of the best teams in the league, no doubt. I mean, I think with Hanover going in there Friday night, we've got to try to shut them down from the outside. They shoot lights out from three, and we've got to be out there challenging shots and then holding them to one shot and out, I think, is going to be big for us. But we know going in these are going to be two tough teams for us, and two teams that are probably going to challenge for that 1A Division II state championship. So we know we got our work cut out for us.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and good luck here on your upcoming slate of games.
Thank you.
That was head coach Jason Claycamp of the Onega Boys. Again, upcoming on the schedule for the Onega Buffaloes is the Hanover Wildcats as well as the Axel Eagles. This Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, and Onega Pharmacy.